Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Moaz Bukhari and I welcome you to the Islamic Podcast. It's a gloomy Saturday evening here in Colombo, chilly and very wet outside. So for today's discussion, I have chosen a hadith, a powerful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and would like to touch on an important concept that's highlighted in this particular hadith. So the hadith that I hope to be discussing is recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. So the book of Imam al-Bukhari, it's a famous book. It's a famous collection of narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is a book that contains authentic narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is considered by a lot of scholars to be the most authentic book after the Quran, as in terms of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we have a number of collections. We have, for example, the book of Imam al-Bukhari, the book of Imam Muslim, the book of Imam Abu Dawud, Imam al-Nasa'i, Imam al-Tirmidhi, Imam al-Hakim. So amidst all of these collections, the book of Imam al-Bukhari and the book of Imam Muslim, now Imam Muslim was the student of Imam al-Bukhari, these two compilations are considered to be the most authentic compilations. So hadith number one, under the chapter the book of Revelation. So under the chapter of Revelation, we have hadith number one, where Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is basically narrating the hadith. And he goes on to say that سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى دُنْيَا يُسِيبُهَا أَوْ إِلَى امْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, indeed, verily, deeds are only by intentions. Verily, every person will have only what they intended. Whoever migrated to get something in the world or to marry a woman, then his migration is for whatever he migrated for. So now this hadith highlights the importance of sincerity. So the first deed, it's a cornerstone that a Muslim must do to make good his or her Islam, his or her deen, is to purify his or her intentions in terms of their worship, in terms of their ibadat, in terms of their religious deeds. Now, it's important that what we do in terms of our good deeds, in terms of the acts of worship, in terms of our rituals, that we do it solely to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not doing it to seek the applause of the creation. We're not doing it to please any other being other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if our intentions are to please someone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have contaminated our deed. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have a piece of date that you're looking at giving out in charity. Okay, so there's one individual who is giving out a date, a piece of date in charity. And this individual is doing this small form of charity purely and sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, you have another individual who is looking at giving out a mountain of gold. Now, that is a colossal act of charity, at least in our eyes. But unfortunately, his intentions in that regard were not pure. Perhaps he was doing it to be known as a philanthropist. Perhaps he was doing it to be known as a very, very charitable person, and to maybe make it on the top list of some, you know, something like Forbes, if you will, to be known as a very, very generous and charitable person. He didn't do it for the sake of Allah. He didn't do it seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in comparison, my dear brothers and sisters, that tiny piece of date will easily outweigh this colossal mountain of gold in the court of the Almighty Lord, who is the most just, the most fair. So our deeds, it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality in terms of our sincerity, in terms of the purity of the deed. We're doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And interestingly, the hadith that I just shared, the hadith that we just discussed, scholars like Imam al-Shafi'i, you know, great legends like Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad, Imam Abu Dawud, Imam al-Tirmidhi, and other scholars have actually agreed, okay, they've arrived at this conclusion that this hadith encompasses, in a nutshell, one-third of the deen, one-third of Islam. And this is perhaps one of the reasons why the great Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, chose to begin his compilation with this particular narration. Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, is also reported to have said that this particular hadith, it encompasses within it so many topics, somewhere around 70 topics of jurisprudence, of fiqh, that can be discussed through this particular hadith. Now, we have another narration where the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is reported to have said, and if I'm not mistaken, this narration has been recorded in the book of Imam Ibn Majah, rahimahullah. So, in that particular narration, he says that verily, the people, indeed the people will be raised for judgment, this is on judgment day, only according to their intentions. So, through these narrations, we understand that it's something that we need to really work hard on. We must work hard on cultivating this, the virtue of sincerity, the importance of sincerity in our worship and in our deeds. And it is also important to note that this is one of the conditions for our deeds to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we basically have two conditions, and these two conditions are required for the acceptance of any good deed. The two conditions are, number one, sincerity, ikhlas. The Arabic term for sincerity is ikhlas. So sincerity, doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah. And number two, conformity to the sunnah, to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Because at the end of the day, in terms of any deed, if we were to do it against the teachings of the Prophet, against the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that deed is not going to be accepted by Allah. So take prayer, for example. The Prophet, peace be upon him, he taught us how to pray. Now, having the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him in this regard, if we were to go and pray the way we want to pray, like say, for example, the next prayer that is due upon me is Maghrib, the prayer after sunset. Now, I know, based on the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that this prayer consists of three units, three rakat. But let's say, because I feel a tad bit spiritually high this evening, is it permissible for me to pray Maghrib as six units of prayer? Do you think it will be accepted by Allah? No, it will not be accepted by Allah because I have gone against the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in this regard. So therefore, it's clear that we need sincerity and we need to be in accordance to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for our deeds to be accepted. If deeds are sincere, let's say you've only fulfilled one of these conditions. You have secured sincerity, but your deeds are incorrect. Like, for example, in the hypothetical situation that I posed just a while ago. Let's say if I were to be sincere in praying Maghrib as six units, it will not be accepted. And on the other hand, I pray three units as per the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, but without sincerity. Again, my deeds are not going to be accepted. So therefore, I need to secure sincerity and I also need to do it in accordance to the sunnah, in accordance to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for my deeds to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you can see it's an extremely important hadith, one that we have to focus on, one that we have to work on, especially in today's context, where a lot of us, myself included, we do a lot of things, you know, for name and fame, for popularity, for validation, seeking the approval of others, most of the time forgetting the approval of the Creator, which is the most important approval for us as believers. So therefore, let's work towards securing ikhlas, securing sincerity. Let's work towards performing our deeds as per the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and we pray that Allah forgives our sins, accepts our good deeds, and that He blesses us to enter the highest of ranks in paradise. Ameen, ameen wa akhir da'wayan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khaira. Thank you for the valuable gift of your attention as well as your time. I look forward to talking to you soon in another podcast. In the meanwhile, if you liked this episode, please go ahead, rate the episode and review the episode. That is, if you are on Apple Podcasts, if you're listening to it on Google. And by the way, these podcasts are, alhamdulillah, available across most of the platforms that are generally used to listen to podcasts. So basically, it's up on Apple Podcasts. It's up on Google Podcasts. So if you are on iOS, you can listen to it on Apple Podcasts. And if you are an Android user, you can listen to it on Google Podcasts. And it's up on Spotify as well. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, I hope to catch you there soon, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.